Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Two things. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, from the first reading. And the second thing is, something greater than the temple is here. To the first, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. God was about to mete out one of the greatest or one of the most painful plague to the Egyptians, taking the firstborn of the Egyptians, because Pharaoh was stubborn, very stubborn. And he instructs Moses to tell the people, slaughter a lamb or a sheep and put the blood on the lintel of the house. Gives them instruction how they should prepare, with girdle on their waist and sandals on their feet, ready to move. Now, if the blood of a sheep, the blood of goats, could avert the danger from the angel of death, if the blood of sheep, the blood of goats, could save them from the angel of death that was coming, how much more the blood of the lamb, the new victim of whom John said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." That lamb is the one we are gathered to worship. The lamb whose blood is greater than that of goats and sheep. The one whose blood God said to Abraham in the first reading in the Old Testament, the blood of Isaac cannot do this. The blood of Isaac is not enough to wipe away the sins of mankind. The blood of God, the blood of Jesus, if you like, is the one that has the ultimate power. No wonder he says to them in the gospel, what is required of you now is not sacrifice, mercy. Because he came to show us mercy. We who gather to celebrate, to worship at the foot of the cross, the altar of grace, or to learn compassion, mercy, showing mercy to others. Does the Eucharist transform us daily? the blood, the body of Christ, which we receive? Does it transform us into the one who is compassionate? He died for us on the cross. And he says to us, sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb. Christ, our Redeemer, died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over.